This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
How can Catholic claim Mary was sinless if her and Joseph had to go to the temple to offer turtle dove for sin?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. It's a standard argument. You do that for the cleansing. Why would she need to be doing that if she was sinless? And it's a good question.
So what would be the answer to a guest?
Because it's ritual. I've heard him say, oh, it's ritual, and she's under obligation just to follow the Jewish law. That's all. Not that she was guilty.
Number 5.
I've heard you talk about the role of women in the church, and I know Paul teaches that they shouldn't usurp authority over men or teach in the church. What about in a Sunday school setting for children?
Sure, they can teach children, young people. The admonition is that they're not to teach men, have a spiritual authority over men in the church. That's what it comes down to. So the application of that can get a little sticky sometimes. What qualifies a man? How old? Well, what if you have a 40-year-old man, you know, he's got mental problems and he's equivalent to a 12-year-old? You know, it's a gray area. What do you do? This is not chauvinism for those who don't know the issue. This is a very theologically specific issue.
Number 4.
It is in Mark 8:23. And it says, so he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on them, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and he saw it, said, I see men like trees walking. And then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up, and he was restored and saw everyone clearly. The Lord Jesus has healed the blind many times, or a few times throughout the New Testament. So wondering why this one was so particular in having it taken twice.
So there's possibilities.
I see men like trees walking.
What that means is real simple. It's an old cultural thing. So what they would do back in the day, back then, is people, in order to survive, would do different businesses. And one of the things that some people would do is go out, walk up into the hills and gather sticks from fallen trees. And they'd gather stuff up and they would put it up in a humongous bundle. Then they would get underneath that bundle and they would walk it down. They still do that. There's actually pictures of people in the Middle East doing that. And so what it looks like is men walking like trees. That's an expression.
Oh, cool.
Number 3.
They came to Bethsaida. They said, they brought a blind man to Jesus and implored him to touch him. Taking the blind man by the hand, he brought him out of the village. And after spitting on his eyes and laying his hands on him, he asked, did you see anything? Now, he's spitting on his eyes. Well, that sounds kind of gross, doesn't it? Well, I don't know the significance of that is. And I don't. I just don't know. Because in Mark 7, he took someone aside from the crowd by himself, put his fingers into his ears after spitting. He touched his tongue with the saliva. And he says there, and looking to heaven in a deep sigh, he said, Ephphatha, that is, be open. So it was open.
Number 2.
Now think about this. Why would Jesus have to do this physically, then give a command, and then his eyes are open? The case is that Jesus often does things for our benefit. He does things in real time. He really went to sleep. He really took one step in front of another. He really walked into a crowd and a woman touched his talit and tzitzit, the hem of his garment, and where the law was encoded, and she was healed. So why wouldn't he just heal her? Why is it he goes to the Samaritan woman in John 4? He goes out of his way. So there's a lot of questions like, that's a good question. I don't know. There's something going on. So taking the blind man by the hand, he brought him out of the village. Why out of the village? Why not just do it right there? I'm not exactly sure. Maybe it's because if he did it inside, people would be converted all the more. And there's a political issue that some people think about that might be the case, because Judas Iscariot, they think, may have tried to force Jesus' hand by turning him in. Judas Iscariot was a zealot, and they were a political party seeking the overthrow of the Roman government upon the Jews. One theory is that he was trying to force Jesus, the Messiah, to do stuff. He betrayed him to do this, to force his hand. But Jesus also said to people, don't tell anybody. My time has not yet come. He says that to his mother Mary. So if he'd been doing all this, and it was out there in the open all over the place, then the Jews all the more would have been out to kill him, but it wasn't the right time. So that's why it looks like he was saying, don't tell anybody. He takes him out of the village, keep it low, low and slow, until the appointed time, the appointed day was there. And so that's why I think he was doing that. He says he brought him out of the village after spitting on his eyes, laying his hands. He said, do you see anything? And then he laid his hands on his eyes, looked intently and restored and began to see everything. He sent him home to his village. He said, don't even enter the village. I think it was because the timing of his crucifixion was not yet, and he would have been forced early, and that wasn't what was going on.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's time to go.
Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had.
Y'all come back now. Here.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.